Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. A Saginaw mother is mourning the loss of her 22-year-old son, a local boxer who died hours after a fight at Gideon Boxing Gym on Saturday night. Shirley Welch said her son, Tyrone Welch, became lethargic and unresponsive during the second round of his match. He was taken by ambulance to a hospital where he died early Sunday morning. Welch said she noticed something was wrong during the fight and felt it should have been stopped sooner. She also raised concerns about the lack of immediate medical assistance and the response time for CPR, saying she hopes gyms will prioritize safety protocols in the future. Tyrone, who began boxing as a teenager, was known for his positive spirit and had recently dedicated his life to Christ. Gideon Boxing Gym held an event Monday evening for boxers and community members to remember him. An autopsy will determine the cause of death. And a beloved Frankenmuth carriage horse named Ruby collapsed and died Saturday while crossing the Holzbrook-covered bridge, prompting an outpouring of grief from the community and her caretakers. Frankenmuth police said Ruby, part of the H&H Acres and Carriage Service team, suffered an apparent medical emergency mid-route and died at the scene. The horse has been sent to Michigan State University for examination, where initial findings suggest a sudden rupture of a major blood vessel near the heart. Owner Haley Sweeney said Ruby's death was not caused by overwork or mistreatment, noting that the horses are well cared for and physically suited for carriage work. The carriage service has received widespread support from visitors and residents who fondly remembered Ruby, a rescued horse once saved from slaughter in Wisconsin. Police are conducting a follow-up investigation as the community continues to mourn the loss of one of Frankenmuth's most recognized carriage horses. And a Bay City man who stabbed two police officers while holding his infant son has been sentenced to prison. Court records show 24-year-old Eshawn Langston received a minimum 6-year sentence in Bay County Circuit Court after pleading no contest to two counts of assault with intent to commit great bodily harm, second-degree child abuse, and destruction of police property. The incident occurred on December 11th when officers went to Langston's Jackson Street residence to arrest him for a bond violation. Police say Langston locked himself in a vehicle, rammed a patrol car, and used his baby as a shield before officers broke the windows and rescued the child. Two officers were stabbed during the struggle but have since recovered. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, data shows assaults against ICE officers have reportedly increased sharply since June, though experts note public evidence is limited. The White House claims a more than 1,000% rise, citing statistics from recent months. Critics urge transparency, calling for third-party verification. Immigration advocates say tensions are rising amid policy changes. Federal officials maintain security protocols remain strong. Calls for clear, unbiased data continue from both sides. And U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics has recalled some furloughed workers to release the key inflation report despite the shutdown. Economists said this move is crucial for financial markets. The benchmark report helps guide national economic policy. The shutdown's broader impact could be felt if further reports are delayed. Financial analysts warn of greater market volatility. Calls for restoring full agency staffing intensify. And in our international news, Beijing is tightening export controls ahead of upcoming U.S.-China talks when President Trump and Xi Jinping visit Seoul. The new rules affect high-tech supply chains and manufacturing. Analysts say this could impact global electronics and automotive sectors. Washington has responded with calls for transparency and fair trade. Negotiators hope to ease tensions before high-level meetings. The outcome may influence future international agreements. Get the full news stories of your obituaries, weather, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware.